Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6.
Vivian Meyer was a mysterious and eccentric nanny who spent a lifetime looking after other people's children while harbouring a rather lovely secret. She was an astonishingly accomplished photographer. Meyer is today considered a genius, but if it hadn't been for a chance discovery at a Chicago thrift auction in 2007, the world would still be unaware of her life and talents. The discovery was made by a young former estate agent called John Maloof, who was writing a history book on his Chicago neighbourhood. He said that he'd been wondering how he would find enough old photos to illustrate the book, and he tried his luck at a local junk and furniture auction house. Maloof bought a box packed with about 30,000 negatives, which he did not use in the end. However, he knew to keep them. He thought that he would look at them later when he had more time. Fast forward 2 years later, that purchase had unearthed some of the finest street photography of the 20th century. Maloof set about finding out who Meyer was and decided also to make a film documenting his discoveries. Meyer's day job for 40 years was as a nanny working for families in Chicago, often taking her charges out with her when she was taking photographs. Because she had no permanent home, she kept all her negatives in a Chicago storage facility. She died in 2009, too early to know about the high regard she's held in today. Since the discovery of Meyer's talents, she has become a phenomenon, with galleries selling her prints for around $2,000.
Now listen again.
Vivian Meyer was a mysterious and eccentric nanny who spent a lifetime looking after other people's children while harbouring a rather lovely secret. She was an astonishingly accomplished photographer. Meyer is today considered a genius, but if it hadn't been for a chance discovery at a Chicago thrift auction in 2007, the world would still be unaware of her life and talents. The discovery was made by a young former estate agent called John Maloof, who was writing a history book on his Chicago neighbourhood. He said that he'd been wondering how he would find enough old photos to illustrate the book, and he tried his luck at a local junk and furniture auction house. Maloof bought a box packed with about 30,000 negatives, which he did not use in the end. However, he knew to keep them. He thought that he would look at them later when he had more time. Fast forward 2 years later, That purchase had unearthed some of the finest street photography of the 20th century. Malouf set about finding out who Meyer was and decided also to make a film documenting his discoveries. Meyer's day job for 40 years was as a nanny working for families in Chicago, often taking her charges out with her when she was taking photographs. Because she had no permanent home, she kept all her negatives in a Chicago storage facility. She died in 2009, too early to know about the high regard she's held in today. Since the discovery of Meyer's talents, she has become a phenomenon, with galleries selling her prints for around $2,000.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. The Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday celebrated throughout Mexico, in particular the central and south regions, and by people of Mexican heritage elsewhere. The multi-day holiday involves family and friends gathering to pray for and remember friends and family members who have died, and helping support their spiritual journey. In Mexican culture, death is viewed as a natural part of the human cycle. Mexicans view it not as a day of sadness, but as a day of celebration, because their loved ones awake and celebrate with them. People also prepare the favorite foods and beverages of the deceased. The Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday celebrated throughout Mexico, in particular the central and south regions, and by people of Mexican heritage elsewhere. The multi-day holiday involves family and friends gathering to pray for and remember friends and family members who have died, and helping support their spiritual journey. In Mexican culture, death is viewed as a natural part of the human cycle. Mexicans view it not as a day of sadness, but as a day of celebration, because their loved ones awake and celebrate with them. People also prepare the favorite foods and beverages of the deceased. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. phone buzzing, dog barking, sirens screaming. There is a lot that can prevent you from digging into your work. Maybe you need to visit The Cave. Several times a week in New York City, a company called Cave Day hosts $25 sessions for anyone who needs to get their work done. You will, of course, need to give up your phone right as you enter the doorway. There is a war for your attention. We help people fight back and concentrate on one task, says co-founder Jeremy Redleaf. Phone buzzing, dog barking, sirens screaming. There is a lot that can prevent you from digging into your work. Maybe you need to visit The Cave. Several times a week in New York City, a company called Cave Day hosts $25 sessions for anyone who needs to get their work done. You will, of course, need to give up your phone right as you enter the doorway. There is a war for your attention. We help people fight back and concentrate on one task, says co-founder Jeremy Redleaf. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9.
Local police in Turkmenistan are inspecting toilets for evidence that locals have been using newspapers containing photographs of the president to wipe themselves, it's been reported. Officers are also looking for the Turkmen leader's soiled pictures at landfill sites, as well as among garbage at waste collection points. The loo paper crackdown comes after several children were reportedly detained over damaging portraits of the president. People found guilty of damaging the president's image in this way will be issued with a warning. The number of issued warnings is probably going to be quite large, as Turkmens, impoverished from an ongoing economic crisis, do not tend to spend their money on toilet paper. Why would we do that when we have piles of newspapers which people in Turkmenistan are forced to subscribe to, says a local. Local police in Turkmenistan are inspecting toilets for evidence that locals have been using newspapers containing photographs of the president to wipe themselves, it's been reported. Officers are also looking for the Turkmen leader's soiled pictures at landfill sites, as well as among garbage at waste collection points. The loo paper crackdown comes after several children were reportedly detained over damaging portraits of the president. People found guilty of damaging the president's image in this way will be issued with a warning. The number of issued warnings is probably going to be quite large, as Turkmens, impoverished from an ongoing economic crisis, do not tend to spend their money on toilet paper. Why would we do that when we have piles of newspapers which people in Turkmenistan are forced to subscribe to, says a local.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10.
How did you develop an interest in climbing?
Growing up in Connecticut, my dad would drive me 3 hours to Massachusetts once a month to this adventure program for the blind. They took us to New Hampshire and we rock climbed on beautiful granite rock faces. You can feel all these little knobs and cracks in the rock, so you're problem solving with your hands and feet as your eyes. I loved the great adventure and above all, I loved the full engagement. The only thing I focused on was the task ahead of me. I got to the top and I could hear the valley below me. I could hear the wind blowing through the trees, and that was very peaceful.
How did you develop an interest in climbing?
Growing up in Connecticut, my dad would drive me 3 hours to Massachusetts once a month to this adventure program for the blind. They took us to New Hampshire and we rock climbed on beautiful granite rock faces. You can feel all these little knobs and cracks in the rock. So you're problem solving with your hands and feet as your eyes. I loved the great adventure, and above all, I loved the full engagement. The only thing I focused on was the task ahead of me. I got to the top, and I could hear the valley below me. I could hear the wind blowing through the trees, and that was very peaceful. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. Politician Emil Bek Kaptagayev wants the city of Bishkek, the capital city of Kyrgyzstan, to be known as Manas, after a warrior whose adventures make up a massive epic poem dated back to at least the 18th century. The former presidential chief of staff posted on Facebook that this would prevent any temptations that might emerge after the passage of the years to rename the capital after potentially divisive politicians. The impetus for this was the decision of neighboring Kazakhstan to change the name of its capital city from Astana to Nur-Sultan in honor of Nursultan Nazarbayev, the country's first president who stepped down recently after nearly 30 years at the helm. Politician Emil Bek Kaptagayev wants the city of Bishkek, the capital city of Kyrgyzstan, to be known as Manas, after a warrior whose adventures make up a massive epic poem dated back to at least the 18th century. The former presidential chief of staff posted on Facebook that this would prevent any temptations that might emerge after the passage of the years to rename the capital after potentially divisive politicians. The impetus for this was the decision of neighboring Kazakhstan to change the name of its capital city from Astana to Nur-Sultan in honor of Nursultan Nazarbayev, the country's first president who stepped down recently after nearly 30 years at the helm. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12. Schools in Tokyo, Japan, ban students from dyeing their hair. Many public schools in the capital require pupils to prove that their hair is their natural color. To prevent students from lying, teachers may have to call home to ask parents for childhood photos. This ban reflects the fact that the Japanese culture is very homogeneous. There is a lot of focus on uniformity, so a small difference from the norm brings a lot of attention and criticism. Schools in Tokyo, Japan, ban students from dyeing their hair. Many public schools in the capital require pupils to prove that their hair is their natural color. To prevent students from lying, teachers may have to call home to ask parents for childhood photos. This ban reflects the fact that the Japanese culture is very homogeneous. There is a lot of focus on uniformity, so a small difference from the norm brings a lot of attention and criticism. End of the listening section.